Sicily. She is a cancer and also Sister Aurora. We're still in the hospital and we'll continue to pray for her and also for the brothers which are missing tonight. May God help each one of us. There is always the tribulation and trials, and because of COVID, there is a bit of sadness. Nevertheless, the Lord is the winner, and we are waiting for the end to come and to go home. And it's true that nothing will be like before, because they are radical changement and everything around us is changing. And in bureaucracy and many things are changing. And we are waiting upon the Lord to work. Because many are saying that 2021 will continue like this. Also, maybe 2022 will be in the same way. But we know that the Lord takes care of all things. We pray and then we'll continue to read. Maybe tonight we'll finish. Where is Brother Samuel? Is he working? Also, him is working tonight. And also, Brother Santo, may God bless them. Let's bow our head. We believe in the Almighty and in the omniscience of our Savior. He knows the heart and He knows the needs. And He knows each one of us and also what we need. And He will give us the inner strength and inner strong for us to reach the end. May He strengthen us in the obedience of the Word of God. There are many and different interpretation, and I say it because there are still many things there in our midst. And having the prophetic word, we can see how the devil is moving. But we know that the Lord has the rod in His hand and He leads everything. The devil cannot do anything if except God permits him to do that. As we spoke today, instead of having that feeling or that strength to be ready for what the Lord is doing, but we are careful about what the devil is doing around us. Instead, we should care about the spiritual things for our preparation and the faith which we have to receive for us to be raptured. Hallelujah. Wonderful Heavenly Father, Truly, with all the heart, we come before thee. We know that you are present among us, even if the screen is separating us, but we have the brotherhood communion, and we are with you and you are with us, and we look towards the God in which you are preparing your bride. Come tonight, Lord, speak to us and bring us forth with you in this glorious reign, even if we don't see it yet, but by faith we can see that is a glorious reign. Yes, Lord, still a little time, then the one who is to come will come. Bless your church, bless the heart, also the sick people which we have mentioned. You are able to destroy the work of the devil, and this is an absolute truth. And all those who are listening, they have in their heart that you are able, and you are the mighty one, the one who can destroy all diseases. You are able to do that. That's why we come once more tonight before you, in the name of Jesus Christ, united together, knowing that you are working for the glory of your name. Those who are sick in your church, they are your people. We do not know them, but you know them. Be with us once more tonight through your word. May your blessing be upon each heart tonight, and let your word penetrate in each heart. We thank you and we adore you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless every single heart present here tonight. We read from page 55. And we see how the Lord gives us revelation and how shows us things clearly, helping us to be stable in the faith, stable in Christ. I read from the beginning of the page. We read it already, but I will just start from there. God, the Lord gives a possibility to all the Lord gives everyone a chance. Let us take advantage of it. So we have to take advantage of what the Lord says now. We do not have to care about what the devil is doing. And we can see that the devil is trying to destroy the plan of God, but he cannot do that. We know clearly what the Lord has established with the bride, and he will do it. We continue to read. All those who have fallen into the devil's trap must humble themselves, especially those who have set the trap. Here is in reference with what took place in Krefeld, as the devil entered in the midst of the church and it took control. This is the only way to break the forbidden. For true believers, The time of liberation from Satan's power has arrived. Hallelujah. It is true, as the scriptures say in Revelation 11, day one, through the blood of Christ and by the word of God. And our strength is the word of God. May God grant us this strength continuously. As for me, I can only stand humbly before Him and on the foundation that the Lord gave me when He cried out to me from the midst of the thunder. It was the only time that in His wrath He spoke to me in a reproachful tone. Why didn't He give me other reason or reproach me? Why didn't He give me other reason or reproach me? I have the deepest respect for the God's sovereignty and can only stick to what He told me. That is why I'm not going to let myself be drawn into arguments. So here Brother Frank speaks about these arguments. I said before, in Romans 8:33, let us read this passage. The word of God says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is that condemned? It is Christ that died, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God and also make an intercession for us." There is this assurance when we trust in the word of God and we believe in it. This word then becomes truth in us, and we are convinced then to belong to Christ. Let us read in Romans 16, verse 25. Now to Him, let us read verse 20. "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." Then also from 25 to 27, that the Lord reveal His word, and Satan shall be bruised under our feet, as also is written in Revelation, is that the bride and the elect have won by the blood of the Lamb and the word of God is something glorious. I continue to read. When I think back to the thunderclap and the voice that came out of it, that voice, that is Brother Franco commenting. At that time, Brother Frank did not even desire that to hear that voice. But at that time, he fell in the trap, and then the Lord spoke to him, bringing him out of that trouble time or that wrong position, and then he was redirected in the right path. When I think back to the thunderclap and the voice that came out of it, it still pierces me to my marrow and my bones every time God speaks certain arguments. John 12:28. Hallelujah. Let us read what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ and why does it happen. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. So this thunderclap, it was right for Brother Frank, but also for all of us to believe in the truth and not to walk in lie. It's about that. It was not just for him, but for all of us. We can make a parallelism with this word of John 12:28. We can start also to read it from above. Now, verse 27, is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? So for this one part, a servant of God, God has established Brother Frank for this. I'm not making a parallelism between Brother Frank and Jesus, but just about the work of God in the midst of the church. The adjustment or the correction which God has made in the midst of church for us today to realize the genuine word. And when we read the scripture, we have assurance to say, is truly this the word of God? I have made a firm decision for the rest of my life not to listen to anyone's voice in spiritual matter. From the day I said to my wife, I will no longer listen to anything you say, Satan's sphere of influence was cut off and his fury manifested itself fully. So when we discover where the influence comes from, or we discover the plan of the devil, or what he's doing in our lives, then we can have victory. Then we can receive victory. And then we can pronounce, it does say the Lord, Satan, depart from me in the name of Jesus Christ. This is a divine reality. Then we read some passages of scripture. Satan's sphere of influence was cut off and fury manifested itself fully. Exactly like the epileptic man. Before the devil to leave him, he shake that man. And that's the same thing which the devil does today. Now the hour of God has come to destroy by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the entire fortress of Satan. Hallelujah. The thoughts of true believers and all their action must be brought to the obedience of the word. Here is the point. all our thoughts, they must be brought to the obedience of the word. At the very moment, Satan is unmasked. He has lost his right to the throne of the redeemed by the blood forever. Hallelujah. It's like when your life, when something does not work, we can see so also in the Old Testament. One servant of God, the prophets, the kings, when they were not working according to the will of God, maybe because they were under some wrong influence, but when the prophet was coming and showing them the way, they being cautious of that, then they were restored. And then God also had the communion back with his people. We read it again here. At the very moment Satan is unmasked, he has lost his right to the troop of the redeemed by the blood forever. This word is important. Just represents your own walk with God from the time you believe till today. How many times you have seen things coming from the devil, but you escaped from them and you went back in the path of God? How many times? Hallelujah. Once he is unmasked, he lost the right, he lost the strength. He lost the power to destroy our life. Let us read some passages of the scripture. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. Then we read other passages. We spoke already about this passage of scripture. For though we walk in flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now we understand this passage clear very well. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. You see how God is wonderful. Let us read also in Ephesians 6:17. We all know this passage of scripture. That's also why, as we heard before, we have to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not things which can bring us in a wrong path or wrong direction. Christ's life must become our life. Having the shield of faith, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. This is thus said the Lord. He is the father of lies. He cannot do anything against the truth, because the elect are the result of the truth. The bride is the result of the truth. Otherwise, there should not be a bride, or it should be a denominational bride. Let us read also in John I got some passage of scripture, so be patient with me. John 3 verse 8. This word also is important. But from verse 6 we can start. That which is born of the flesh, we can start from 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." This verse is glorious. The next one. "The wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is there everyone that is born of the Spirit." Is God who preserves us and who keeps us. Let us read also in Luke 10:17. "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Who can take this word in his hand? I believe just the elect, a son or a daughter of born of God, can take this word for him. Hallelujah. "I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you." Notwithstanding in this rejoice that the Spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You see, hallelujah. An elect will remain elect. Let us read in John 16, verse 8. I believe to every word of God. I believe to every word of God. If we believe every word of God, every word is for you and for me, and is ours. Now we have just to separate what is flesh and what is spirit, for the Spirit to take position in your soul and in my soul, and then we see clearly the truth. And we'll fight what is wrong. When I say fight, it's not carnal fight, as is written in Ephesians. It's not against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle in which the Lord gave us already victory. 16:8, John. Here speaks about the Comforter. From verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." This took place already, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, the day of Pentecost. "And when he is come, He will reprove the world of sin. So the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Word, will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believed not on me. On righteousness, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and he see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Hallelujah. You see, the prince of this world is judged already. But now the church of the overcomers has to take victory and dwell in victory. Everything that is taking place around us is the plan of God. It's true, there is sorrow, there is affliction, but this affliction is a good affliction because it makes you cry to God or to the Lord to return. We cry to the Lord. You see, free us from this trap. Because as the world is suffering, also people of God are suffering somehow. But people of God, they have a sure place. Likewise, Israel, when he was in Egypt, he was in Goshen. He was there in rest. He was not touched by the plagues. He was in rest. And when time has come, they went out to enter the promised land. Colossians chapter 3 says that we are hidden in Christ and is a sure place. Is your faith, my faith, which does that through the word of God. We are hidden in Christ. There is a turbulence. We are pulled here and there. There is a turbulence. Nonetheless, we are here. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. How many in the midst of people of God, in the midst of the message, they are afraid of death? How many? This word is for all. May God reveal this word to our heart. He delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angel, but took on him the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Wherefore, in all things it behold him to made like unto brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for sin of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. That what I say, our succor comes from him. He is the winner of Golgotha. He is our victory. Let us read the now passage. Let us to continue our reading. The theme as hold as the word. The old question about marriage and divorce, unfortunately, always comes up again. This topic is intentionally raised by some to distract attention for their own action and particular teaching. I agree for this, and I would like to speak clearly on this point as well. I'm convinced that God hates many things, divorce first of all, because in the beginning it was not part of his plan. Amen. Why was it not in his plan? Is a question. Because he did not want it, and God never thought that Adam and Eve will be separated or will divorce. But what is striking about this question is that it was not asked by a disciple, but by the Pharisees. We know Pharisees people, they were religious people. If anything has changed in this regard to this day, I don't know. In Matthew 19, our Lord speaks about it, among others in verse 3. And Pharisees came to him, tempting him, and said unto him, it is lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Everyone can read Jesus' answer in verse 4 to 6. We know these things. Then they questioned him again and asked him, why then did Moses command to give a writing of divorcement or put it away? Verse 7. As we can see in the next verse, it was not a command, but only a concession. Let us take Matthew 19. It was a concession. Namely, not the perfect will of God, but the permissive will of God. In verse 8, the Lord answered them, Moses, because of your hardness of heart, here we see how God defended his servant. Because Moses was constrained or was pushed to do that thing. And here we see how God has defended his servant. Moses, because of your hardness of heart, allowed you to pull away your wives. But in the beginning, it was not so. Brother Branham, by divine instruction, has also enlightened this subject from all angles and brought it to the most recent position, which is obligatory for us. However, what the Lord said at that time in this regard is still valid today. Not everyone received this word, except those to whom it is given. It's true. The more we go, the more we read, the more we enter in the mind of our Lord, as is written in Corinthians. He is wonderful. Not everyone receives this saying except those to whom it is given. That means that today the important thing is the revelation. when God, in the sixth day, he created Adam. First he was created in his likeness, then he formed him. And when God gave Eve to him, it was definitely, it was something which God does. God was the one who chose Eve for Adam. And when Adam saw Eve, he could say, "This is Isha." And when we see around us, between Britain, either here in Europe or in Africa, in Europe or in Africa, we can see how many mistakes were done in the past. We can say maybe, yeah, it was a lack of revelation of or instruction. But now, for a man, when time to be united with a woman, there is that brochure of Brother Frank about marriage. Because God has planned just a union, not a separation. So it is needed a revelation. That's why it's written here, not everyone receives this saying. Not only the Lord has granted grace, manifesting all things through the cloud, and Brother Branham in the preaching Marriage and Divorce, he could say, "I forgive you." That was something hard, because to forgive, you must love. And even worse when it's a team like divorce. Hallelujah. Let us read just here Matthew 3:19 for us to enter in the divine reality, because it is important. Verse 19. And he said unto them, Matthew 3. Matthew 13. But he that receives seed into good ground is that heareth the word and understandeth, which also beareth fruits and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Just this passage. So he read first verse 19. So do you understand how it's necessary to have a revelation, as is written in Matthew 16:16, when he was told to Peter, "It's my Father who revealed you that word." We continue to read on page 36, paragraph 222 of the preaching Marriage and Divorce. Brother Branham says, "Let us return to the subject of marriage and divorce. You see, it must be revealed. Until it is revealed, you do not know it." He promised that in these days, in this age, every mystery will be revealed. It is true. Hallelujah. How many know this? It's in Revelation chapter 10. Jesus promised that all these hidden mysteries marriage and divorce, and all the other mystery that had been hidden would be revealed at end of time. So it is. If you have the brochure, Marriage and Divorce, I will read it for you. And Brother Branham make a parallelism with the church. Do you remember in the Bible the king which married Esther because the queen disobeyed to the king and reject to present herself before him? It's the same thing with the wife who does so to his husband. And likewise with the church, I rejoice in the presence of God, in the word of God, and I do not know how to explain it. After all these years, God is continuing to grant me grace. And the same thing, the church in the age which we live refuse to be pregnant and to bear children. We are not Lutheran. We are not. We must be children, being pregnant of the word of God to produce children of God, a son seed. So he's a son of the message of the end time, a son of the message of the hour of this age. There is nothing else. Amen. But this word is important. I continue to read. So the brother read from the preaching, Marriage and Divorce, of Brother Branham, paragraph 210. That's why people still today many people from Revelation chapter 10, many doctrines came out of that passage, but people they don't realize that before that time to come, or the angel of the Lord, the angel of the covenant to come down, all the mysteries had to be revealed. Here we continue to read. In 1 Corinthians 6, 1-6, the Apostle Paul stated that believers should not settle the dispute before unbelieving judges. Saints are destined to judge the world and even fallen angels. It is the deepest conviction in my heart that God is a divorce. God unites, but Satan separates. Here in Italy, we have a transmission in TV. They speak always about separation, divorce, and people bring out all the private life before everyone, and it's a shame. You can see young couple being there speaking about their husband or wives, and this is terrible. I continue to read. With the infamous intention of making my life totally impossible, the calumnies have reached and surpassed their climax during the publication of divorce decree and other documents. This thing was wrong, and Brother Frank could not accept it. By nature, I tend to place all things in the hand of the one who will judge fairly, because he does not only see what is visible to man, but because he knows the circumstances and the motives of hearts. However, as the measure is filled, I find myself compelled to mention some things that I would have preferred to leave where they were, because I'm truly convinced that personal things must remain private. I will never forget that day in January 1981, when I was dying in the hospital. I heard the following words: "I tell you, if you ever really had to leave the hospital, you see here, they were already, the wife was wishing death to his husband. I tell you, if you ever really had to leave the hospital, I assure you that the first thing I will do is to go to a lawyer." After I was released from the hospital at the end of January on my own responsibility, I had to find out a few days later that my wife had carried out her threat, as it appears from the copy of the first letter from her lawyer dated February 9, 1981. In June 1980, she had already informed me of her decision to not longer eat or drink at my table, not to have any communion whatsoever with me. On this, she left, and her last word were, "You will never see me again." Then she moved to Colchide, near Eschen. I protest against all accusation of having sent my wife away, respectively of having filed for divorce. Such statements come from the same demonic false source from which the previous spiritual deception came. Because of faith, separation can take place. We heard it already in page 41. If you cannot go to that page, I will go back. When the Bible say, in first, quoting 1 Corinthians 7, in this case, a brother or a sister, they are treated in equal way, and the responsibility is to falls to the one who leaves. An exception is for the separation because of faith, because they were not united by God. And it's true. That's why in Matthew 19, it is written, "What God united, let no man schist or separate it." That's because Adam and Eve, they could not separate themselves because God has united them. the wife is same as the bride of Christ. So an exception is just for because of faith. The divorce process lasted for years, going from lawyer to another. All the divorce formalities were settled. Not once during this time did she express any intention to continue living together. Here, Brother Frank, during that time, surely he exhorted her to continue the work together. To this day, she still clearly remains on the position she had expressed before, namely, that she no longer wants communion with me. The lawyers finally wanted to close this case and formulated on May 13th, 1983, in our presence, an agreement according to which I would declare myself ready to be the petitioner. We both signed this document. For this reason, in the divorce sentence, I was given the juridical formula of petitioner, although this was only formality, so that the divorce proceeding initiated by her could finally be concluded. Usually, after 1 year of separation, divorce can be pronounced. After 3 years, it is pronounced. It can be pronounced after a year, or it must after 3 years. I waited beyond the assigned time. On March 36, 1985, after on my way to the hearing, I told the Lord once again that I was ready to live with my wife. I was only waiting for her to answer me with a yes to the question she has asked, whether or not she wanted to continue married life. However, when the judge asked her the question, she didn't even answer. In this whole matter, Satan had only one goal, that of undermining my ministry that is related to the work of God and making it not credible. My wife said to me textually, if it was the work of God, it could not be destroyed at all. But since it is your work, it must be destroyed. Into bracket, let me say this, in Lausanne, in Switzerland, the same thing happened, but they did not realize, as also her then realize. It was a missionary work, and she was thinking that it was the work of the brother. We continue to read, for years she collaborated with great zeal in this work, but now it is clear that she is even more zealous in her effort to bring about total mistrust among believers, unbelievers, adults and children. Do you see why the elect cannot be seduced? It should be obvious to everyone that such a way of doing things is not normal. According to the Holy Scripture, there is no a single reason for a woman to leave her husband. Even if she could put forward a 1,000 arguments, no one of them would stand up before God. If anyone thinks there is one, then I urge them to show me the corresponding biblical passage. The Lord never allowed a woman to give a divorce letter to her husband. It is the cursed spirit of this age of emancipation that inspired women to despise their husband. In the time of prophet and apostle, something similar would have been unimaginable, even among pagans. Here, there is no, we are not condemning women, but it's just about taking the right position, because they are children or daughters of God. They are anchored in the scripture. They have taken their place. There's no problem. But we want just to show how the devil, since the beginning, took this position. It's not about condemning someone, but we are just seeing things the way they took place. That's why it is difficult today to bring such a preaching. If already in 65 it was hard to bring this kind of preaching, imagine today in 2021. It's gonna be like an atomic bomb, even worse than Hiroshima. It's true. First John 3:12. Here it's about agapao love. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. Is it true? It's perfect. There's nothing to add or to remove. We are in Christ. We are in his word. We are in the truth. And we are walking the truth. That's why we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he gave us his spirit. Hallelujah. Love filled with the spirit of God, what can it provoke if it's not the baptism in the fullness of the spirit of God? I believe that. 2 Corinthians 14. Second Corinthians 5:14. We all know this passage of the scripture. For the love of Christ constrained us, because it has judged that one died for all, then we all dead. And that he died for all, and they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. What a grace which God granted us to know the truth, and for us to be in the sight of the righteous. Exactly as likewise when Moses came down from the mountain with the law, the table of stone, and seeing the golden calf, he broke the tables and he asked, who is for God? Let him come in the side. And hallelujah, I believe today it about same thing. In 2 Corinthians 5, 16-21, where it say we have the minister of reconciliation. We believe that nothing happened without God's will. Even the fall into sin, and thus the redemption necessitated by the fall. I finished this page. We finish this page, then we stop. We believe that nothing happened without God's will, even the fall into sin, and thus redemption necessitated by the fall was part of his plan. In consideration of what has happened here, we must say the same thing. So in consideration with what took place in Crawford, was in the plan of God, as we knew already, and we knew that from many and different facts. May God bless us and give us the right comprehension. No matter how painful Judas' betrayal and the fact that this is how Jesus was delivered up, it had to happen in order for the scripture to be fulfilled. It had to happen in order for the scripture to be fulfilled. The same was true of the word of the hour, which, as Brother Branham saw it at that time, had to be crucified before it could be born to a new life. So this revival, the word which God gave us in the age of Laodicea, when the messenger came and God granted him grace to have this vision and God spoke to him, the same was true of the word of the hour, which, as Brother Branham saw it at that time, had to be crucified before it could be born a new life. So things which took place and the blessing which we had received for head and everything which God did in the ministry of Brother Branham, vision, healings, miracles, restoration of the tree of the bride, it was a way for this new church to be born, as also all of us passed through this way. In the beginning there was that blessing, and then after a while persecution arrived. Are you conscious about it? Personally, I have experienced this. And I wrote down here my own comments. First, we receive the great blessing of the Holy Ghost, then the work of restoration, in which walk only the overcomers will remain. May God help us. And I hope to have explained this thing well, as I had it in my heart. So he has to die. It's like a germ when he falls into the earth, has to die. Now we ask to ourselves, why those days are not coming yet, but they will come. God has promised it. But there is a maturity which is taking place in the spirit of people, and through purification and sanctification, they are departing from all false teaching and false doctrines, and they converge all toward the truth in a way to receive all the latter rain until the point which we receive or we will touch for the fire of God to come down. So, like the restoration of the bride of the church, it grows step by step, and it passed from battles, false prophet, false brothers, deception, sufferances which we have to support or we have to go through because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were sufferances, but they were necessary for us to be formed in the image of Jesus Christ, to the image of the truth. Hallelujah. That's why Matthew 24:14 say, love waxed cold, and people are wondering when you will finish. They're getting discouraged, but it's written, the one who will endure till the end will win, and he will save, will be saved. What a blessing which God gave us. Do you see what took place? How many things took place? Still today we are suffering of those things. In which the goods, they become evil, and the evil become good. But God knows, because it's written, God knows his horns. And the one who pronounced the name of the Lord, let him depart from all iniquities. I believe so. I believe with all my heart. God speaks in the same way as he was speaking in the year 76-79. But the only difference is that he's working in the heart of people to bring them into perfect maturity. Hallelujah. I believe that. We stop here. There are some passages of scripture. If you want, I can read it to you. Then we stop. Let us read, finish this page. 1 Peter 4:7. Hallelujah. Do you know how I rejoice before God? I said, for all of us and for all those who we listen, they make me proposal in the year 80. If you come to preach here, I receive offers. I received many offers in the year 80s. They were telling, if you come to, you can come and preach here, but you can depart from, but you have to depart from Brother Frank, or you have to leave Brother Frank. These things, they took place, not once, but many times, but God never permitted that. That's why there's a reproach to bear. A reproach which is in the person is like this. Love of the truth or love for the truth brings consequences. But God grants us grace. 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is our end. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Charity cover multitude of sin. Mark 13:20. Hallelujah. How should we rejoice? Look at these wonderful words. Except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he had chosen, he had shortened the days. And then, if any man should say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, here is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophet shall rise, and shall shew sign and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Also in Philippians 2:12. Also, this passage of Philippians is important. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as my presence only, but now much more in my absence, waiting for the return of the Lord and his manifestation. Work out of your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. So there is an inner work. And we have to work for our salvation with fear and trembling for the Lord to come. We read the last passage in Romans 13:11. Hallelujah. And that, knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at end. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in the rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for flesh to fulfill the lust therefore. Amen. We stop here. God has founded everything upon the truth. A liar, since the beginning he was liar, already in the beginning was a liar, as he told to Eve, "You won't die." May God bless us. Let thank the Lord who gives us this possibility. All these things, we read it. Surely in the secular letter we read already these things. Hallelujah. Everyone read this thing. Also the oppositors, they read these things. May God grant us grace and continuous work in our midst. Amen. Brother Antonio left because tomorrow start working at 5. Brother Jeremiah also, he left already. Well, Stefan, he resist. Thank you, Jesus. Have you been blessed? I don't say that to please you, but for what God has permitted me to read, for the life I want to thank the Lord. Let us pray in simplicity of heart. This COVID is a trial for small and big, from believer and believers. And if God still let it, surely it because we have to learn still certain things, and also for us to receive some revelation or to put in order certain things. But people, they realize not that the future is not in their hands. They saying, yeah, we'll pass, everything will come back as before, and without realizing that there won't be a future according to their own mind, but there'll be a future according to God will. There was echo. Hallelujah. I can't see many faces. Let us see how many mouth will be open to thank the Lord. Let's close our heart. Lord, we thank you with all our heart. Once more, end of this day, having heard your word, we thank you. We want to fight for the truth and to continue to be obedient to your word and in all things. Help us not to let interpretation or false teaching to enter in our heart, but we want to seek you till the end, as we heard tonight. Just those who will endure till the end, they will be saved. You came on this earth to suffer, and you shed your blood. You gave your life for us. You rose up for us to have eternal life, as you gave it to us. You gave your blood and your life for us. For this we are grateful, and we ask you to help us to continue the work, knowing that we are walking in the path which you trod, seeking for sanctification, righteousness, and seeking your word and the truth, because through the truth we have liberty to walk in revelation which you give us. We trust in you because we cannot entrust to ourselves, and neither to our intelligence, but we put our trust in your word. And we have realized that you are the only one who can do beyond what we can ask or we imagine. We ask your blessing upon us, or also upon the breeding which were touched by this virus. But we believe that by your stripes we are healed. We remember and we apply your blood upon each one of us, every single member of this body which you have built or formed. Continue your work in our life, and as we are going to depart or to leave this platform, be with our heart. Help us, Lord, because we need your help, and also this evening or this night, let your angel be around us and camp around us for us to rest, and for all the needs which are in the midst of your church, who's for your work or for sicknesses, or also for our children which did not believe yet. We commit all things in your hand, and we want to keep the responsibility which you gave us to love one another. Grant us, Father, your blessing, your leadership, Lord, and for all things we thank you and we glorify thy name in thy precious name. of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.